אשר פרדנו לבטא. Okay, so we're doing the Rambam in Perek Chamishi in Kiddush HaChodesh. So the question that we raised, two questions. One question was, why does Rambam hold by a new city that you have to go Basar Rov HaOlam and make Yom Tov Sheni, make Yom Tov Sheni? Why doesn't the Rambam say it's simply a suffolk? I mean, now I'm establishing a new city. So, and it's a question of a drabbanan, of a minig drabbanan. So, safta b'makula. Well, I said suffolk, safta b'makula. Yeah. And also, the question is, why does the Rambam say that... I said, why does the Rambam say that the assumption is that it's 2 days? Unless you could prove... Your minig was 1 day. Yeah, we should say the opposite way. That there's a minig here, and you have to, if you don't know, so you say, Ukma deraisa, Ukma din Torah. You don't know, Ukma din Torah. And if you, the only time I'd have to follow minig of a saying be a dam was if I definitely have a minig. If I don't have a minig, so why do I have to follow? I mean, that was the more basic question. In other words, why do I say, let's say I have a new city, so there's no minig. So I should only be bound if I have, they said, Zorah, minig of Sechem Yidechem. So it should be only those cities that we know for sure have a minig of Shnei Yomim. The Ram has the opposite way, that you always make Shnei Yomim unless you know for sure it's a city of Yomecha. It should be the reverse. They always make it 1 day. Ukma deraisa. Unless you know for sure it's a minig of 2 days, then we say minig of a same day. But if you don't know, so we don't say so. Ukma deraisa. Ikra din. Burden of proof is on the minig. You have a minig. Yeah. So we said it like this, that the Rambam was bothered with the problem that the Ramban raises in the beginning of Megillah. And that says, how could you have 2 days, the 14th and the 15th, for Purim, Torachas, Yelacha. So the Rambam is bothered with the same problem over here. That how could you have, over here, this is the Chachmei Talmud. And the Rambam mentions in his Agdoma that these Chachmei Talmud actually were Koveya Halachas for all of Klal Yisrael. And Lokaveh for Halachas for all of Klal Yisrael. So they couldn't, and Minhagos, according to the Rambam, is part of Takana. El Masakin Minhagos, just like he says over here. El Masakin, this is Midivir Sofrim. Yel's Midivir Sofrim includes Minhagos too. And the Rambam is consistent as Agdama, in the last page of Agdama, Nimtzer Ravina Ravashi Vechavarem Sof Gedol Lechachme Yisrael Amatikim Shir Val Peh, and the Goshgos Jez is going to have Takanos and Higo Minhagos, who Pashtik Zerosim Takanosim and Minhagosim B'chol Yisrael B'chol Makamos Mosh Vosim. So they were making Takanos for all of God as well, so they can't make a minig for one group and not for another. The other one's looking at the rice and the other one's minig, so that's a violation of Torah Achas. So therefore, what the Rambam says was that they created a Din Nihug Negei at the Yom Tov. But how are you Mekayim the Niyug of Yom Tov? That depends. If you're over here, you Mekayim the Niyug through Yom Echad. If you're in another place, you Mekayim the Niyug through Shnei Yom. So therefore, Yom Echad became a Din Niyug as well. So now you have two Minhagos. And like Reuben pointed out, I mean, the Rambam couldn't say it more clearly in Perakeh and Halacha Vav. He says, "Bnei Yitzchok Manazel Osim Yom Echad Kimin Hogon Shemayolam Lo Osu Shnei Yomim." Clear, Shemayolam Lo Osu Shnei Yomim. Okay, so and the Rambam again later. And then the Rambam says, "Osu Shol Shnei Yomim Kiminigrov Olam." So what does Rambam mean? Rambam means like this: If it was only halach of minik for bnei, not bnei chutzas, but the ones that the shluchim didn't reach. Okay, if it was only for them, then, and the other ones didn't have anything that was with Mother Isa, then our questions would be good. But the way the Rambam's learning is that they all have a din of niyug. So you have a niyug yom echad over here and a niyug of shnei yom, but they're both mekayim the kiyam niyug shel yom tov. So now it comes out that you have, now it's not a question of do I have a minute, do I not have a minute? The question is which minute? Which minute? So that the Rambam says, I'm nigra achar Rav Olam. I'm nigra achar the minik shel Ravim. When I'm caught between two minhagos, and it's a minig shel yechidim and minig shel rabim, so I'm nigra achar minig. I have to tsum one minig because I must have a niyug b'negayetim yantif. So which niyug am I going to accept? So the niyug of the halacha is the niyug of the rabim prevails. It's not really a halacha of rov. It's a halacha of the niyug of the rabim prevails. When I have a choice, I have to make a choice between two. So the niyug of I'm nigra achar niyug shel rabim. Okay. And that's the same thing that the Ran says in the beginning of Megillah. But the Ran says that when the 14th comes out on Friday, Purim, so the 15th is Shabbos. So the 15th, after they can't move later, B'nai Krakim, so they have to move earlier. So they have a choice. They can go back to Friday, or they like the 14th, or they can go back to Thursday, like the B'nai Akvam. So the Ran says they go to Friday. Why? Because the Nigra, because Rov Olam. Same aloha. Well, you have to mekayim it through one of two ways. So if it's one of two ways, you have a choice, one of two ways. The way of the rabbim is yenigra acha niyug shel rabbim. That's the aloha. That's the Rambam's aloha there. So that explains why. So that explains both questions. First question was what? Yeah, was why I'm why do I have to follow the rabbim? And second question was why do I have to prove that what? Is a one-day minute. The answer is very simple, because if you can't prove it, you're going to be nigra after the rabbin. You're going to be nigra after the rabbin. So therefore, you have to prove that your nigra is a nigra of one day. So it's perfect. Okay, very good. The same thing. No. This will not be the case. That's what the rabbin says in his Hagdama. But later, minhagos became local. And you can't force anyone. So then if it's a suffix, it's a suffix minute. The burden of proof is on the minute. You see? But over here, that's not the case. I want to make one point clear. The point is in Yontif, there has to be a Nihug. You understand? So you have to have a Nihug. That's the halacha. Now, which Nihug are you going to take? So the halacha is Nihug or Rabbah.